Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. We will and must rejoice and be glad in it. I'm your host for today, Kim Williams. Kim Williams of Love Truth Ministry Show. I'd like to thank Blog Talk Radio, Google, for their platform. The former listening audience for tuning in. This is Tuesday morning, Eastern Standard Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, prayer time. I'd like to also thank my Lord and Savior for this time together. Oh, and this time we do prayer time. Oh, Heavenly Father, give you thanks and praise for the glorious day in your name, Jesus. We're looking forward to all the opportunity, creativity you place in us to go forward to live an active, productive life. Doing your will and building those things you want to do for your kingdom. We ask that all who listen to the show would share with other people. We pray to touch somebody's life, that they know you are the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but to you, Jesus Christ. We want to give you all the glory and honor and our love, God, because you is God. And Jesus, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. So this is the day the Lord has made. We were talking about and we spoke about wisdom. And like I mentioned on my Monday 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time show, I talk about wisdom too, what I was dealing with. Faith and wisdom. Faith is a thing. Let me get my mama, let's look it up. Let's talk about what faith is first. Because it's important that we understand what faith is, and we understand the process. First, let's talk about the process. From Google, the definition process: a series of action or steps taken in order to achieve a particular end. Right? A series of action or steps taken in order to achieve a particular end. And it gives synonyms of procedure, the operation, action, activity, exercise, affair, business, job, task, and undertaking. Then the verb form, say, is perform a series of mechanical or chemical operation on something in order to change or preserve it. And the Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for evidence of things not seen. Think what that means. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. You hope for things, an idea, a God may give you a desire, something that you can put your hand, something you can put your hand on. But you know it's something more out there. It's not something you've seen already, because the evidence of things not seen. Seen. Have a faith in it. If you've seen it, it's already took place. It won't take you faith to actually see a brand new car, a brand new house, a refrigerator, or the clothes on your back. But if you're searching for something, seeking something, it's there with the faith. Certain things hopeful, you hope for about it now, you hope for. Health. You may not be in perfect health, so you're hoping for it. Evidence now, you may not feel it in your body yet, but you believe in God for it. That new career, being a business owner, a person who making a difference in the world, you have that hope for you. It's something you're seeking. You may not see the evidence of it. You may see it in other people. You may read stories about it. You may feel good about it and believe you're studying. You know, you write your vision board, and like I said in the Bible, you write your vision, make it plain what God says. You will run, right? And try to fulfill it. You're running, you're seeking how to make it happen. Seeking the God, the kingdom of God for all your heart, soul, spirit, and mind. If you hadn't seen it, you don't know God. You may say you want to be a dancer. And, you know, Michael Jackson, one of my favorite ones. But you want to be the famous dancer, Michael Jackson. But Michael Jackson, something already been seen. But you hoping for something better, something different. And became, I make a mistake and think there's nothing better. Because new ideas causing, I mean, the dance move they made now. Maybe somebody said some of the dance moves in the past, but y'all took it so far further. The computer age is something totally brand new, but we so far advanced. Something we cannot imagine. If you can just imagine not having a computer that you don't have to have in a hard form, where you can just call it up like you do on Star Trek, and they got a visual board, right? Something right in front of them, they can, in the air, they punching buttons. I believe that will be. It's evidence. It's a face. That's what they go for. Evidence things not seen, right? It can take up no space and hold your data. And I thought about cloud. You need to hold your stuff, your data in the cloud. That means it's not in a physical place. But somebody knew how to tap in using the power of God's word, the power of word, to create a form that you can store your information. And now some of y'all might be laughing, oh, she's crazy, you know. Think about, again, which was good if y'all can listen to Bishop Thomas' sermon Sunday, Bucking the Trend. Check it out. But one part he's talking about, you know, I always say myself, we got all these devices. He said, but I'm just saying, I know I've said it before, and I know I always think this way. These things plug into a wall, and you get the power at the beginning and the end. But it's not wise when all do this where you live at. It's a cutoff point. It's a base that they meet at, and they send these signals up out of space. And they and people get power, people use the telephone, people got the refrigerator running. So they tapping into electrons and protons and neutrons out in space, molecules. They knew how to, they know how to do that. And the power that it got to do with words. Coding is a bunch of little letters and words they put together and some symbols. To go, the heart, to stop, to move. Little programming that they do, they've written it down, wrote their vision and made it plain. Then they spoke into existence. And when we get together, and people get together and they have meetings to plan something, somebody writing it down, somebody speaking into existence, all got to do with how things work. So as you prepare yourself for school, prepare yourself for life, every day you're paying yourself for life. It's your life. It's not paying yourself for life when you come out of school, if you're in junior high school, elementary, grade for junior high, high school to college or university, and then life, right? No, your life is right now. That little boy, that little girl, that little teenager, that young adult, your life is now. So take a deep breath. Breathe in, breathe out. Relax. When you get opportunity, if you're paying yourself for school, going to prayer, they're going to be the best that you could be. That's why school is important. Not so much the idea somebody already has. That's not everything's hopeful, right? You already see it. You're looking for something unseen that God created you for. When you go, you take the information. So you can learn things, pick up information. You help you with brain power. Help you. And I have a brain that the cells are dying. You're constantly picking up information. And that information might be used in something for the future. It might not be, but you're constantly building your muscles in your brain. And then you're learning information, being around different people, getting around different influences. You only take in the positive influences. God cover you. You only take in positive influences. And then you create, you got some ideas that somebody might say, oh, that ain't going to happen. There's nothing out there. Like that, of course, there's nothing out there like that. Because faith is something that's hopeful and evidence of things that's seen. You have the faith of what you believe God for. It might not be out there in the world, but you believe it. Because you believe it will be. Because you're going to be the one going to God, going to use to bring it to pass. God created us in his image. And that image is, he got a plan for him. He created you to create. He created you to write a plan make things happen, like Jesus said. I couldn't figure this out before when he said, go and do more. I said, how can anybody possibly do more than him, right? First of all, he gave us salvation. But he wants to go out and share the good news, make the world a better place for somebody else. So you got doctors and people who learn, not just doctors, but people actually, doctors who research and figuring out ways to help people have a better life, not get a death sentence when, oh my God, all you need is a banana a day and you can live. Sometimes it's simple things like that, and people are dying because they don't have a banana a day, or they don't have water, or they don't have enough, whatever it is, vitamins and minerals from a certain food or vegetable, and they can make a difference in their life. Not being around enough positive people. Things make a difference. Voices, attitude, personality. When you walk in a room full of people laughing and enjoy, it changes the atmosphere. It changes your environment. It makes you feel good. It makes them feel good. It really changes the outcome of someone's life. So think about how you're going to change the outcome of your life, your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother, your niece, your nephew, y'all, something with different ages, and your grandparents. Maybe you got a grandparent who's elder, maybe got dementia or Alzheimer's. You figure, oh, enough I can do, they don't know what I'm saying. Talk to them anyway. Hug them. Tell them how much you love them. Say their name. Say your name to them. Go around them anyway and dance. If they're home with you or nurse at home or live with a relative, listen to them more and more. See how you brighten up their life and changes the outcome of their life. Or maybe a person not out, maybe somebody got some type of disability. Make a difference in their life, even no matter what your age. Again, it's about going to school, being an active learner, using your faith and the God, and that's a part of your process, right? You're learning to new tools when you go to school. We talk about every week, but not only what you learn in school, when you come home, things you presented with. Got so much stuff on the computer, you can look up new information that you think about studying. Don't look at the obvious with all your family and friends and look at. Research something totally different. Maybe you're a person, you say, I want to make more money. I'm just saying, most young people may put that in there. Write that out. You may find articles and things they got updated. Or what new technical devices out there, or new technical something. Or how to. You want to be a fabric designer. What's the process of that? Let's Google anything. How they make a house and the steps of building a house, and you find other resources. Because when you start looking up different stuff, you start getting different stuff popping up, sharing other things. So keep that in mind. Like I said, this is prayer time. So I'm going to go into prayer now. Now, seek the kingdom of God for your heart, soul, spirit, and mind. Write out your plan clearly. Oh, Heavenly Father, come to your throne, knowing you as our God, our Lord, our Savior, and our Redeemer. We ask that young folks have an active, productive day of learning, that they hear your voice clearly, and they will strive and focus on being a better person that you created them to be. Any wisdom we made in your image. They ain't made to be like their mom, their dad, their sister, their brothers, and everything. The uncle, cousin, famous person. They was created to be so much like you. And you said, go and do more. So they had things they had not seen yet, had no idea of. But give them the strength and the courage, dear Jesus, to go out and do more. To go out to live their wildest dreams. Beyond their imagination right now. To tap into, to meditate to you, to seek your face, seek your will, what you have for their life, dear Jesus. We ask these all the children to be safe as they go to school, in school, around school, come back home from school, their homes, the environment they live in, be safe, God. Put a shell of protection, place your angels everywhere they go. Come and protect their mouth, their ears, and ears, to the mind, so they can hear what you have to hear, head in the ear, see what you have in the ear. See, think about things you want them to think of. God, their heart, soul, spirit, and mind. Protect them, their loved ones, friends, and acquaintances, dear Jesus. Have your way, dear God. We ask all these things in your holy name, dear Jesus. And with these two scriptures that you said at the beginning of this segment, Psalms 119:105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Romans 1:16, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Little children, live out your faith. And again, 1 John 3:18, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Y'all have a wonderful day in Jesus' name. You read over, go back to Hebrews 11:1. You read the whole chapter after, but you double one. But it says, faith in the substance of things called for. Evidence of things not seen. Okay, you have a glorious day. Take care in Jesus' name. This is Kim Williams of the Love Truth Show. Every Tuesday morning, Eastern Time, you can find us on Blog Talk Radio, Money for Christianity. It may say Love Truth Show, Love Truth Ministry Show, or may say Williams 645. Check us out. Take care.